Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Beat down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Friday morning, everybody. And boy, what a beautiful Friday morning it is here in the city of, well, in the city of Houston. I don't how, what, Lance is here, Tyler's here. What's going on, guys? How's Ice Bowl 2022 going?
It was fine with me headed in. I think luckily we didn't have a lot of precipitation overnight at all. It stopped at a certain time, and I wondered how it would clear off the roadway, since it was going to be cold, near freezing already at that time. But I was able to get in fine. I know that they were a little better prepared, I think, also in terms of having the roadways taken care of. I can't speak for all the roadways, but I turned the news on this morning. Turned on Channel 13. All right, shout out Wendy Granato, and there is
what up, girl?
There is some. So I'm watching, and doesn't appear that there have been major problems on the roadways. So that's good. That's good. I didn't have problems getting up here. In fact, the ramp, I wasn't going to, we aren't even supposed to go up the ramp, but I said, you know what? I don't even think the ramp's going to have ice. So I checked it out. There's no blockade. So I just went up to the ramp, second floor. Now there's ice there on the second level. I mean, there's ice at different places, different patches, but we're here to do the show. I'm glad I got out of Mobile early when I did. I called in and changed my flight from 4:41 to 11-something yesterday so that I could get out early in case it got canceled. Sure enough, that flight got canceled. Most of the flights got canceled, so I would have been stuck there until probably Saturday. So I don't know if my dad got home from the he's been stuck in Pensacola for the last 3 days. They started canceling flights.
No kidding.
Early, yeah. So, I guess no. For 2 days in a row, he had been stuck, and then he
not
was hoping
a bad
to get out
place
yesterday.
To get stuck.
Eh, it is. Eh. Where? Eh. What do you think he's doing?
I don't know, but he's in Florida, so it's warmer. It's not so bad. It's not like he's stuck in
Florida.
Minnesota.
How much time have you spent in some of those areas? Florida. It's
a lot
Florida.
Of time. Gulf Shores. We go.
You know,
like
going to Gulf Shores.
Florida,
how many times have you been to?
Like,
how many times have you
days.
Gone to? Not.
I'm not a big. Okay, you think I'm? You tweeted how elite I am. I'm on the Redneck Riviera all the time. We used to vacation there all the time.
I know vacation. That's all you're talking about. He's training guys at Pensacola training place.
Well, he's not anymore. He was supposed to be gone. So
no, he's stuck in a airport. He didn't like that any fun. Let me tell you, Florida is not awesome to be stuck in. Not every place is, as a matter of fact, I haven't really been to the nice places. I guess there's nice places. I've been to Jacksonville when Johnny got married.
Why are you denigrating Florida? Why is Florida catching it?
Oh, Florida, man.
Florida's just fine.
Florida sucks.
You've never been to Destin? You've never been to Watercolor?
No.
You've never been to...
I've never been to Vacation Florida.
Gulf Shores?
I know.
That's Alabama.
You know Florida as Vacation Florida. I know Florida as Work Florida. Way different places.
No. Well, listen... Then you know what? Get your priorities straight. Do you always working all the time? That's you.
you're doing is going to elite places. My dad is training athletes at a dingy, stinky place
in
Florida.
I'm doing a radio show, and actually in like a closet here. I'm not even joking. This the router for it, they have a gigantic room for with all of their television equipment and Wi-Fi and everything else in here. and I had to come in here because I have to plug into the Wi-Fi thing. They don't have them, you know. They got Wi-Fi in their offices and everything. So I'm basically. You
are
know,
you trying
I'm
to make
really,
yourself
really roughing it here?
Are
Lance.
You trying to make yourself? Where are you, Cabo or Cancun?
Cabo.
No,
it's the Cabo
you,
Cup.
No one's listening
you
to you try to downplay
I mean,
you
how
being
long
in Cabo.
Have we been talking about the Cabo Cup?
No one's
Team
talking Traba about
versus Team Schumacher.
Here you go trying to downplay a Cabo trip. Like I'm actually in a closet. You're
it's,
in Cabo,
it's, and it's cold in here too. By Stop. The way, they have to keep the temperature
he is
down
in
this
he
room.
He FaceTimed me trying to get this Comrex set up, and he's like in an IT closet.
I don't care. He's in Cabo.
That's what I'm saying. See?
He's
Tyler
in Cabo.
Can, see?
Oh, I'm sorry you don't have people massaging
like Hugh
your
Jackson,
feet and feeding
I can
you
actually,
while you're doing the show.
I'm not like Hugh Jackson. I can actually prove, okay, what I'm saying. Tyler saw it. I'm in this closet-like area, and here I am. Strug life, okay? Strug life. So
it's 26 degrees here, and John's trying to convince us that Cabo's
it's
terrible.
26 degrees in this room, I'm telling you, because they got
no
all their television
no
equipment
one's believing
in here, so
you.
They got to keep it cooler.
No one's believing you.
Yeah, no.
You're
I'm
just upset
it.
That people, that somebody photoshopped your face on Ted Cruz. That's all you're ups, walking what? Through an airport with his bag. Somebody did that, and you're just upset that now
well,
people think that
was
actually you.
That's not my body, that's for sure. Man, Ted.
I know.
Come on.
Nikki Gareth said he needs to do some crunches. I said, that's not him. You can literally see the white around the – it's literally
the,
cut in a
picture.
Square.
That's not, that's Ted it's, Cruz. Ted Cruz needs to do some crunchies.
Okay? Yeah, that's not John.
That's the – come on, Nikki.
I tell you, nothing gets your core stronger than golf and Cabo.
No, I'm telling you. All the twisting and turning and the torquing, I mean, you are. You're going to get in shape. That's what I'm trying to do here.
Well, your nickname's now Johnny Elite.
That's not it.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Even close. I'm in a closet. Okay?
In what kind? Where are you? What area are you in?
I'm in Cabo. In
what
in
is it? What's the ice situation there?
Carencia. No, but it was.
Is
I'll
the
tell
ice
you this.
Bad?
It was. It's windy AF here. I'm not even well. Joking. It was a 2-club wind yesterday. Oh, you don't think
okay,
I okay,
can't listen
I have,
to this anymore.
Oh, we all
it's
have our crosses to bear,
wind.
Lance. It was a 2-club
it's
wind.
It's a 2-club wind. You know what people are doing here in Houston, John? We've got people sending out messages on text that say, this is an exact text I got. This is how hard it is here. Not only is it 26 degrees here right now, but I also got a text that said, here we go again, WTF, from CenterPoint, rolling power outages by zip codes and time remain in effect until Saturday, February 5th. Click below for map. And when you click it, it's that guy Wood.
Oh,
so
no.
So people are now also using this as an opportunity in Houston to send pictures of the guy sitting on the bed with the Wang again.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you don't have that in Cabo because knowing you couldn't fool anybody there.
No, see?
But here,
see,
I got don't... fooled yesterday. I'm like, what? Again? Oh. That's not it. Again? Let's check and see if we're going to... Oh, not this guy.
Again.
Not that hog.
That... Goodness gracious.
Not that hog again. Great.
Goodness gracious.
That, by the way, that's not a real picture.
It's not a real. That
it's
was
not,
Photoshopped.
It's not. It's actually Photoshopped.
if I was that guy, I'd be feel good about it.
That guy's dead.
Yeah, no, that's what I wouldn't feel good
about. I watched the whole documentary. Well, it's like a mini documentary that Vice tracked down the picture, and it turns out he... Yeah, I saw the whole story on the thing. He was.
Wait, you saw a story on a man's gigantic thing?
Well,
what?
It's not. That's the whole thing. I saw a story on a viral meme that was taking over during pandemic, and they tracked down the nexus of it, and it's different. No, it's different. It was. That's what you did during the pandemic.
I,
like,
you know what?
Hey,
I yeah.
Let's track
you
this
know what?
Down.
As opposed to tracking that down, I would have just believed it did not cared. I've seen enough.
Well, I didn't track
okay,
it down.
Good
Vice
for you.
Tracked it down.
Good on you, buddy. Good on you. Although
Vice
you're dead,
it
so it does, who cares anymore?
It was pandemic. There was no sports. Remember when there was no sports?
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, we had Peyton Manning and Tom Brady playing golf and thought, and millions of people watched it because it was.
The draft had like 42, I think it was 4.3 billion people watched a draft on TV while Roger Goodell was in a living room somewhere with a fireplace.
Yeah, it was one of the highest rated television shows of our time.
So here's where I continue to believe that I should be And for most of my life, I should have been hired as some type of tastemaker and some type of idea man who should have been paid millions. The Pro Bowl took on my idea I came up with like over a decade ago on the radio,
robots,
including adding dodgeball, which is something I said Pro Bowl should have dodgeball in there is one of the things. They now have dodgeball at the Pro Bowl. Skills contest. They had a throwing accuracy contest. They had where two players are trying to catch the ball, like knock your throw down. Russell Wilson had 29 points. Mac Jones was second with barely any points. They had a 40-yard dash contest where Tyreek Hill didn't try and finished in fourth place. And a linebacker one, Micah Parsons beat out Nick Chubb. They basically did the smart thing and turned, you know, started doing some fun stuff at the Pro Bowl, which is they shouldn't even play a game.
Why did Tyreek Hill finish fourth?
Because he was standing up, he got off to a bad start, and then he didn't try to run fast. For whatever reason, he didn't even he didn't even try to run.
Well, if you don't want to be there, Tyreek, then don't go. Okay, what's your deal? That's terrible. Let's give some effort here. Let's give just a hair of effort, like me. Okay, in these trying times,
a hair of effort is about right.
I'm giving up. I'm risking life and limb in this closet, in this freezing closet. Okay, just look, prayers, thoughts, and prayers out for me.
We are praying for you, buddy. Listen, the hardest part about being in Cabo is sometimes you don't know that you're getting sunburned. Like
that
it's especially when it's and it's windy and you can't tell on your skin when it's windy and it's a 2-club wind. Sometimes you don't even know how badly you could be burned.
So. Right at the first tee, they've got this
bottle. Windburn, but whatever.
They have this bottle of sunscreen, and it's spray on. So I sprayed it right on my face, and I sprayed it on my arm, and it looks like I just painted myself white. And I go, "What this?" And they're all laughing on the tee box. You're supposed to put it on your hands and rub it on. I had basically painted my face white. With this spray on, I caked it on. So I don't worry about you know what I don't have to worry about that because I made sure that I didn't get any sun. No part of the sun touched my body yesterday with the amount of sunscreen I put on myself. So all right, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what we're gonna do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Josina Anderson had some interesting tweets about the Texans' head coaching situation. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Mega Blast. We're going to talk about the Texans' head coaching situation and not give a rat's ass what you think about it. How's that? How's that going to go? But first, Tyler, I have something to talk about, and you have to tell me what it is again. Give me the VIN. That's what it is. It's John Clay Wolf. GiveMeTheVin.com. My man, John Clay Wolf, is going to be on tomorrow morning right here at 9. He's on 9 to noon, I believe, here on ESPN 97.5 or 92.5. But if you're looking for the best way to sell your car, you know what? Call him tomorrow, and you just call him up, and he will tell you over the air. Or it's a lot easier if you just you call the number. And that you could send a text, and they will get back to you right away, whatever the case may be. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. Or online. Do it all online. It'll take you about literally a total of about 5 to 10 minutes to find out right in the neighborhood of what your car's worth. Now, there is some stuff, what kind of shape is it in, and all kinds of others, leather, all these other things that you have to find out. But you're going to find out that at GiveMeTheVin.com, you are going to get the best and the most for your vehicle because that's what John Clay Wolf does. He does what he promises to do every single time. He did it with me. He will do it with you. At GiveMeTheVin.com, that's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776. put the number out there, at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Tyler Drew Scott, if you want to get a hold of the show and get in here with us in any way, shape, or form. You're more than welcome. Josina Anderson yesterday. This was 20 hours ago. As of this a.m., I'm told the Texans still have not made a final decision on their head coach, but Brian Flores is still considered a finalist, even after his filing of a class action lawsuit in Manhattan federal court against the NFL, along with Jonathan Gannon and Josh McCown. They're not in the lawsuit. They're also considered finalists. That's what she – that was not, I don't think, well written. Additionally, I'm told the Texans spent the last 48 hours or so thoroughly vetting the staffing plans for each of their finalists to ascertain viability, availability, and fit. The outcome of that review is very important to this process, as is alignment, per league source. So the Texans are starting the process of rallying up on their decision. My understanding is Kevin O'Connell, who interviewed for the head coaching job, continues to be thought of highly within Houston's organization. O'Connell is earmarked for the Vikings job unofficially.
Yeah, so, O'Connell's a Viking.
He's Viking. So you've got these three that are left. And this is the important one, the second one that she sent out. Additionally, I'm told that the Texans spent the last 48 hours or so thoroughly vetting the staffing plans for each of their finalists to ascertain viability, availability, and fit. What does that mean to you, Lance?
Well, I mean, obviously they're going through. I mean, Nick wants to – well, every team – I shouldn't say that. Every team wants to know who you're going to hire. So
yeah,
that's not unusual. They want to know what your staff is going to look like, who you're going to bring over. And so I think they're going through that process. In terms of Flores not still being – I don't – do you buy that? Do you think it's more likely he is – You and I have been talking about this for a while. It was going to be a really bad look, and now we see. I thought it was a really bad look, you know, as early as 2 weeks ago. Now, the idea of Josh McCown being hired to me is, I wonder if that after, in the wake of Brian Flores' lawsuit, if that has put even more pressure on the Texans to look in a different direction. Do you think so? Or do you think they just fade the pressure and say, what, we can hire who we want, and we're not going to let this change a decision that we think is the right one for our team.
Working in a different direction from McCown?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it makes them have to look at Flores even harder.
I do too.
Yeah.
And you think do you buy he's still in the
Yes.
He's still in the pipeline?
He's still in the mix. Yes.
I was thinking about it, and I want to say no, that he's not. But then the more I think about it, like, they would potentially win some fans back with Brian Flores.
Yes. Yes,
I really do think they would. I mean, listen, Brian Flores, for as much as I've heard that he turned into another Bill O'Brien in that building, and this is not coming as sour. This is not a sour grapes thing. This is the NFL pipeline. I know the stories that took place. I talked to people behind the scenes there. It wasn't good. But with that said, I don't really have doubts about him. As I worry about it going through four offensive coordinators during that time. I worry about him being in a spat with his quarterback, and a large part of that is because he didn't get his Deshaun Watson deal done. I worry about all that stuff. Do I think he is a good head coach? I think he has proven himself. I don't know if he's a good head coach, but I know he's more than capable, because I like what he's done with the I like what he's done with the Dolphins. The resilience of the Dolphins to come back from where they were this year and come close to making the playoffs is pretty impressive. So I don't really doubt the football coach. I don't doubt that. It's just I don't want the personality in the building to turn into another Bill Belichick coach, just like O'Brien was, just like Flores was in Miami, just like, you know, Matt Patricia was, Josh McDaniel was. There is a long list of guys who leave Belichick and for whatever reason just become problems in their building. I don't know why it is, but there's a lot of them.
Well, I think Brian Flores is exactly what Nick Caserio doesn't want. Although he fits the, okay, he's a Patriot, so we'll continue to be Patriot South. So that's a positive and a reason for hiring, because we know him and we knew him. He was probably a lot quieter and a lot more, I don't want to say, how do I put this? He went along with it because it was Bill Belichick's game. You're not gonna step up to Bill Belichick, especially you learned all that defense from Bill Belichick. So he's not gonna be rocking the boat there. But when he got to Miami, hey, I saw how Bill does it. That's how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be a firm hand. Now Josh McDaniels said, I learned something from that first one. I learned something from Denver.
Maybe he said he was an a-hole. He admitted he wasn't ready for that.
He admitted it. And maybe Brian Flores, in his interview, said, I've learned a lot. Nick, we know each other. I didn't respect Chris Greer, Stephen Ross. This is what they did. This is why I was like this. I didn't think they were trying to win. I know they weren't trying to win. They were paying me off. But I'm not like that. I mean, I thought it was an untenable situation. I got myself out of there. And then he ends up suing him. So, I mean, that proves how untenable the situation it was for him. Maybe he would be different here. Maybe he would be different with somebody who he knows. Maybe he feels like they're all pulling on the same way. They're all trying to win as opposed to tanking. Mm-hmm. You know, all of those things could well play into it. Maybe the a-hole, maybe, again, hopefully he learned something from all of that. What I got out of what Josina wrote here, besides the Brian Flores thing, is that the Texans spend it. Now, it's not unusual to vet staffing, you know, the coach's staff, who they're going to want, you know, and are they right fits and everything else. What I got out of it, are they Easterby people? Because we're the staffing here. Additionally, I'm told that the Texans spent the last 48 hours or so thoroughly vetting the staffing plans for each of their finalists to ascertain viability, availability, and fit. Are you going to fit into the, or are you going to be some kind of a problem and actually, you know, not be all on board? And I'm pro-religion. Having a spiritual, even though it's a business, having spirituality, it's awesome. It's all awesome. It should not be the first prerequisite for an NFL, for any business, really.
It's not supposed to be any prerequisite.
It shouldn't be. Right. Well, I don't want criminals. If I'm the owner, I certainly don't want bad people.
Obviously not.
No, but I don't, you know, I if you're Muslim or if you're Jewish or if you're some other religion other than my religion, I'm going to be fine with that. I don't know what their thoughts are on that. All I know is that if you're not on Team Easterby, if Jack Easterby hasn't hired you, there's a good chance you're not going to be around with the Texans organization.
Yeah, that's
We've seen that throughout the organization.
Yeah, that's true. I think it could be. The fit thing could be some of that, no question. I think a lot of it is you just have to make sure that – I think mostly Nick wants – but let's not kid ourselves. It's Nick and Jack. I mean, it's – Jack is there because Jack is a character reader. He has his own little scale that he uses, which is how he got rid of Brian Gain. And so he uses his scale. He's weaponized it in the past, but I do think he has something that he utilizes to figure out if you're a guy that fits in with that fits in with what he wants to do. And I think he has to do that under the guise of doing what's best according to Nick Caserio, because Nick is the guy. So, yeah, that's all part of it. Before we get to a break, I think that's Father TJ, because usually in the first two breaks, when we have a TJ call in, it's Father TJ. And it says Granado and Cabo. So let's bring TJ in here and see if it's Father TJ.
Father TJ, how are you?
I'm sorry, guys.
It's not Father TJ. It's not Father TJ.
No, but I have a Didn't Johnny Granado say he was an ally to the city? But now we're going to have to call him Johnny Cruz. Mm-hmm. He's in Cabo, and we're out here battering the elements.
I know.
And he hopped a flight to Cabo.
And the first time he's hopped a flight when things have gotten rough.
Listen, I'm all about the city of Houston. What I'm doing down here, so I could feel your pain, I am in this small room freezing in here, okay? So that I want to feel the elements along with you guys, okay? So I'm going to do these 3 hours. I'm going to do it with a jacket. I'm doing it with a jacket on. I'm telling you, here and now. You can't see it, but I'm doing it with a jacket on. and I'm doing it for you, for the people, for the city of Houston, the city that I love, where I've raised my kids and been a huge, huge ally.
Listen
always
to this.
Behind this.
Listen
city.
To this.
I hate Rob Manfred. Okay, I hate all things Dodgers. Okay, so I think I've proved my loyalty to this city, and y'all, I'm suffering here today for you, for you. What is this?
From L.A. to Cabo, I'm so fancy.
What is this?
it's your jam.
This is not my. I don't even know what this is. Who is that?
I'm so fancy.
Former wife of Nick Young.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Iggy Azalea. Come on.
And Charlie X.
Oh,
X,
is,
whatever.
It's Iggy.
X-E-X.
Yeah. It's called Fancy. The song's called Fancy.
Oh, I ain't fancy.
And whenever
the
Matt,
last thing I am is fancy. I'm a man of the people.
Whenever Matt Thomas was staying in like 5-star hotels in Trump Plaza for the Rockets, and he was walking around in a robe doing Rockets, you know, when he was on doing road games, I started calling him Fancy Matt. I'm not sure he always loved it, but that song would also play. And I thought, you know what? Fancy John is it in his bag too? Just playing up the where he's broadcasting from, the closet, as opposed to where he's broadcasting from. And it wasn't me. That was TJ called you Johnny Cruz.
I'm not Johnny Cruz, okay? That's the last thing I
there was
I'm about
a picture
my city.
Of you yesterday
I'm standing
leaving
behind
town.
My city. I'm going to be there for my city.
From
okay?
where?
The last thing I'm going to do is abandon my city.
From where?
No,
you're not in your
I'm
city.
I'm just taking on the elements right
Did
here.
Did you have to have a passport to leave? Just do you have your passport with you? Because if you are, that's not for the city.
Yes, it's for the city. You don't know nothing about it.
It's fine, John. We will rebuild here, okay?
Rebuild. Oh, you
bigger
guys,
and better.
It's 30-some degrees, and y'all are like, oh, my God,
26.
Close Klein schools.
There he goes. He's making fun of us again.
Okay.
He's making fun of us. He might as well
Stop.
Be Canada.
Did you have wins, two club wins yesterday in the city? No.
Actually, yeah, we did.
We did have two club wins.
We just didn't know that there were two club wins.
Yeah. I suffered the elements.
We
like
called
a
it
man.
Wind chill.
I stood up. And I even took my jacket off and played in short sleeves. That's how.
One of your hardest things that you dealt with yesterday was too much sunscreen.
I was representing Houston.
You complained about sunscreen yesterday, how much sunscreen you got on yourself.
I did. I put too much on.
You call it two club wins. We call it wind chill factor.
Okay.
Leave Chicago and now you just
20 degrees and it's like, oh, the Arctic blast has
that's right
arrived. My God, wrap your pipes.
Listen to him make fun of our city.
Wolf jacket on
it's
your
easy
cat.
For you to say,
my
Mexico,
God,
Johnny.
We're all dead. Oh,
listen to this. He's making fun of all of us.
I had two club wins yesterday.
You know, Lance,
okay?
The elite are always going to try and hold us down.
Yep. Okay. Hey, guys.
Well, there's going to be a revolution at some point at this station.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Valentine gift for your special someone? Well, I got it. And don't forget, Valentine's Day is the day after the Super Bowl, so you've got to kind of get this done. And you know what? You don't get off just because the Super Bowl's the day before. No. You got to get her something. Get something nice. How about naturally nude pajamas from pajamagram.com? Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas make her feel just wonderful. She can feel just like her own soft skin. She'll love slipping these on every night. So soft and luxurious, they'll melt away her stress. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing, and you'll love the way they look and feel. Pajamagram.com. Best of all, Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. So get her naturally nude pajamas. Go to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 41234. Again, text the word GIFT to 41234 to order naturally nude pajamas. It's fast, it's easy. Delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. You tell them Johnny G sent you.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports.
In the Ferrari and Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing. broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from the Cabo Cup in Cabo. Well, you guys, I definitely feel for you, and so you can stop with this Elite stuff, Johnny Cruz stuff, this Johnny Elite stuff.
Because you feel for us?
Because I feel for the people. That's right. That's right. I feel for the people, and that's how I am. Okay, I'm a man of the people, and that, we'll just leave it at that.
You know who is a man of the people?
Beautiful new shirt to wear today. It's awesome.
He's just... I mean, he doesn't even know how to back out of it. There's just nothing. Every word you say gets you deeper into Johnny Elite territory.
No, we have unis. We're a team. It's like Ryder Cup over here. Team Trotter.
You know what you are,
Italian. By the way, you didn't even ask. We're down 8-5.
No, I didn't ask. You're right.
Yeah.
This is why people always talk about Italian privilege.
There's no such thing as Italian privilege. F out of here. Okay. What is wrong with you, Italian privilege?
Hey, because the white delegation can no longer support you. We are having to move you into a different area of the delegations. I've never really been.
As a matter of fact, I think my daughter said, yeah, you know, it's Italian. You're not really white. They're Italian. What? What do you mean you're not really white?
Go ahead and try to sell that. Italian. Go ahead and try to sell that and see how that works out. A true man of the people, Mattress Mac. Did you see what he did?
Oh, about this?
Now, Mattress Mac getting afraid to... Now, he's figured out the business end. He makes a bet on a team in a major sporting event. He tells everyone who buys furniture that if the other side wins, they win it for free. He's figured out a hedge that is a brilliant, brilliant hedge. But he does it primarily, first and foremost, because he does like betting on sports. Now,
he loves
that is just the thing. He's just figured out how to hedge it with furniture.
I called him a week ago or so, and immediately, who's going to win this weekend? I was like, Mac, I ain't telling you, okay? No, because you'll go put $3 million on it, and I don't want to be responsible.
You don't need it. Although last time we gave him an opinion, and he went the other way. But he is going with Cincinnati Bengals. He's taking the points. Plus the points, Mattress Mac has made a $4.5 million wager.
But isn't it if you buy furniture now and the AFC representative wins, then you get it free?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's.
So, I mean.
No. I think it's the NFC. It's got to be the other way, right?
No.
Mattress Mac, Houston's furniture salesman known to place giant hedge bets, has done it again, this time with the biggest single wager he's ever placed. On Thursday, McInvale drove across the Texas border into Louisiana, pulled over at a gas station, logged onto his mobile betting account with Caesars. He did it with Caesars.
Well, that's the significance, is that he did it on his phone. That's the largest mobile bet that's been made. So he drove across.
Which you can't do unless you have, like, had to have been a special portal they set up. You can't just fire $4.5 million.
I mean,
no.
He did it with Caesars, John. He didn't do it with DraftKings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he placed the four.
I guess he's offering the NFC. You get the favorite, but you don't give the points. He gets the dog, and he gets the points, and he can win both ways.
Yes, that's why. Well, this is what he did. This is truly a hedge bet. He figured out, okay, I'll get plus 170 with the Bengals to win outright, the money line, and then he doesn't have to lay any juice with the customers who are buying furniture Rams. I might mess around and go get some furniture from them because I kind of like the Rams. I may do that.
He's betting. No, he's giving it away if the AFC wins, because if the Rams win, he gets all the money from the furniture. And if the Bengals win, he gets the money from the pays them back with the money. So it's the if the
oh, it's,
AFC
no, it's the
wins.
Other way. Yeah, I got yeah, you. Yeah,
it's
you're
the
right.
AFC wins.
Right. You're right. So he's hedging himself. But what he's done is he's hedged it at plus 170, not point spread.
Correct.
So
he's
going to
get
more.
The Bengals win, you get all your furniture for free, but I get $7.7 million.
But that also means, so he wagered $4,534,000 on an app in Louisiana. He had to make a bunch of $200,000 bets, he said. on the Bengals plus 170. Potential win is $7.707, $800 million. Dollars. Marks the largest single bet, biggest mobile wager bet in history.
Does that move the line?
And that is someone who owns DraftKings stock. I'm not happy about this because that's really good. That's really good advertisement for Caesars and their mobile sports book. And I'm tired of Leon Black on there always. JB Smoove always trying to
Is Leon Black even on that commercial? Because that's all I can see is Halle Berry.
Is that Halle? Cleopatra?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, that's Halle?
That's Halle Berry.
I thought it was somebody who was literally like 29 years old.
She is literally like 29. Oh, a lot of her body parts are probably about 5 to 10 years old.
So the Super Bowl opened at Bengals were 4-point underdogs. I'm not sure that now they're 4.5, plus 4.5. So I'm not sure if Max Bet moved it at all.
No,
yeah, because
it
that's just a one
move.
Out. That's a one outer. That really now.
Now,
I
well, now the
them.
Money line. I don't know what sports book he was on, but well, he was on Caesars. Yeah, but my
it's
bookie,
different in different places. Yeah. Let's see what my bookie.
My bookie
got,
has Bengals at plus 155 money line.
It may have gone down a little bit. They maybe think that he's getting sharp action. What he's doing is basically, now he likes the Bengals. He would not make this bet at this substantial. You could have made it at $3 million because he's probably not going to do over $7 million in sales. Maybe he would.
Oh, says you.
Well,
you know,
but
he did over 20 for the last one.
I don't. Well, you know what? He could like the Rams, actually. Actually, the Rams could be his play in this one.
He bet the Bengals.
The Rams could be his play because a lot of times he wants the one where because the Rams might be his play, but I just feel like that's such a high Bengals play, and maybe he gets
mean,
a lot of
the
furniture
Rams'
around
play.
The time.
How are the Rams' play when he bet $4.5 million on the Bengals? What are you talking about?
Well, because his sales could like maybe his sales he expects them to be very high. I would agree with you. My guess is it's the Bengals. Because he would $4.5 million when you're plus 170 to win over $7 million, that's a pretty substantial wager.
This hasn't been going on that long. What he wants is always the underdog. That's what he wants when he puts it out there. He wants so he can get that plus money when he bets straight up on him. When he bets the money line. He just never wants to lay with the favorite. He always wants to, if, you know, this team wins, and he always wants that team to be the underdog.
Well, so here's
if just like some back-of-the-napkin math. If he sells 2,000 mattresses at like $2,500 each, that's $4.5 million. So 2,000, like you got to think.
So you don't know. They're way more than two. They're way
well,
more than
not
two.
The average. Saying, like, that's no. just, I'm saying average.
No,
like,
not the average.
No, he's got you got to spend $3,000 first
see,
of all.
That's the real key.
So then,
yeah,
it's
the average
like
mattress. I think the average mattress sold would be less because there's plenty that are less than that. Well, but they don't qualify.
Enough of this. Let's call him and get him on.
Well, here's what. Well, here let me read you this though. McInville bet 3.46 on Tampa Bay plus 3.5 in last year's Super Bowl. He did not play a money line. That's how you know he liked Tampa Bay for sure. He bet him plus 3.5 as part of the promotional.
Well, no, with that one he could middle. And I don't know why he didn't try to middle this one.
Because I think he actually likes the Bengals. Joe Burrow, I think it's a Joe Burrow thing. The Buccaneers delivered with a convincing upset of Kansas City, but McInville's been on a cold streak recently. He lost $4.7 million in a week betting on football in January, highlighted by a $2.7 million money line bet on Alabama in a national championship game. The following week, he saw $2 million in futures bet he placed on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, go up in flames with a 47-17 loss to Buffalo in the first round of the playoffs. I've always said that a setback is just a setup for a comeback, McInville said. Bengals fans are hoping he's right.
Yeah, listen, I heard of a bet. Well, listen, don't feel bad for Mac that he loses there. I've heard of him winning on tennis matches, $3.5 million, so... He's dude likes the Campbell.
Win or lose, I'm not feeling bad for Mac.
Good, he's good on him. You know what? He'll go enjoy your money. He sits at that desk all day long, working his ass off. He never, ever leaves there. That's all he does. He sends people. He puts people on private jets to go to Astros World Series games. He gives his money. He opens up his store when there's Arctic Blast 2022. He's probably going to open up the store. Everybody can sleep there today.
Does he open it up for golfers who are dealing with a lot of wind?
Now that's something. And now I've never seen that.
Can
but
you
now
sleep
I might,
there?
I might
it's
call
windy?
Him and say, "Listen, Mac, we had two club wins here. Well, how about a little something for me? You know, how about a little help over here?" But man, he good on him. He likes to gamble. Good. I don't think he ever drinks at all. So if we got all that money and you're not going to drink any alcohol, what the hell? I mean, that's stupid. But that's his life. That's what he wants to do. If he wants to gamble with it and he wants to, he enjoys that. I don't think
any of us are. Who are you going again? No one's upset that Mattress Mac likes the wager on sports.
Oh, I see people. Oh, Mac, he's just trying to get more. Who cares about his publicity? He does great work for the city. I see all kinds of. Don't worry, Mac has his detractors. Screw them. But good on him. I just couldn't. If I, Lance, you know how you grind over a $200-$300 bet.
I don't know how Mac, except for the fact that he's got hundreds of or millions coming in sales, probably makes it go down a little easier.
Yeah, he's got an instant hedge already, so he's fine.
Not all of his bets are hedges. He'll put $1.5 million on something that he likes just because he likes it.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. Mac is doing this because he's figured out a way. I like to gamble, and I like to sell mattresses. I can do both. This is the peanut butter, and this is the jelly. And when you mix them, by the way, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I learned this when I was young. If you mix them together, the concoction is way better than peanut butter and jelly separate. Just mix them together and then put it on the bread.
Peanut butter and jelly together?
Yeah, you mix them together, and it turns into something absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, that's all. I never heard of that.
It's the best.
By the way, oh, you have dreams. You share Dream's birthday. I share Mattress Mac's birthday. How's that?
That's good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Dream had me over to his house for dinner this week. I mean, this year. Did Mattress Mac have you to his house for dinner?
You were at Mattress Mac's house for dinner?
No, I was at Dream's house.
Oh, you were never at Dream's house.
He called. He said, get away from me. Lance, no pictures, please. And I said, okay, Dream. So that's why I didn't post anything.
745 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk about what we're talking about.
We'll get calls in a second. We got a Super Bowl call. Florenzo wants to talk about Super Bowl.
All right, we'll do that on the other side. And I'll tell you here, right here and right now, I'm 4.5 over and under. The over-under went down to 48.5. Okay, it was 49.5. Ooh, I guess they don't feel like – I don't know what they're thinking about this with this – this line moving like this. The Sharps think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Possibly could be. We've also seen really explosive games. I like the defenses on both sides. Not sure about the Bengals' offensive line, so maybe I get that. I can understand where you go under. You can do it all at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You want to bet on the AFC or NFC this weekend's Pro Bowl? No. That's okay. You got a chance to, though, because it's right here, right now. And so if you're looking for great way, all of the prop bets, it's unbelievable. Coin toss, halftime show, exotic props, main props, field goals, touchdowns, scores, Gatorade shower. You can bet on the national anthem. Of course you can. Okay, so along with everything else, you want Winter Olympics odds? You got it. NBA basketball, NCAA. We got the tournament coming up. It's all at MyBookie. You want to bet? You want to win? You want to get paid? You got it. It's all at MyBookie. It's a great time to get on board and have some fun. You got to love it. You got to love it. You can't watch the big game with a little something on it. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. here's what's going on. I'm in Houston. John is battling the elements of wind and
it's unbelievable.
In Cabo, we're here at 26 degrees, but not icy for most of us, I think, on the roads, which is good. John mocks us here in the city of Houston while we suffer, and he stays elite. Although I believe that's why I called him Johnny Elite. Larry believes something different. He said, thank you, John, for battling wind and horrific workspace conditions while still delivering fantastic sports content. Hashtag hero. Don't gas
thank
him up
you.
Like that. Don't
thank
do that.
You. Larry gets it.
Don't do that. What do you think? We
you
got this
Tyler,
also. Thanks for being the hero we need, Lance. And while John Cruz Granado abandons the city for warmer weather, we got, if JG laid out his golf clothes before he left, he is fancy.
I did not lay out my golf clothes. I stuffed them in a bag, and I ran out the door to catch the plane.
And then Jason wants to know what SPF works best on dark meat, Cabo Johnny. That sounds weird.
Listen, you got to cake it on when you're dark meat like me because it blasts right through. I'm still dark. You know what? I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. But you do know the darker you are, the more you attract the sun. So I really, really have to cake it on because I am dark meat.
And then we finally got this. My only concerns about Mattress Mack's love of gambling is that it could impact his desire to one day purchase the Texans from the McNair family, which is my hope and dream to happen one day. I don't think that's going to happen.
Mack can't buy in the Texans. He's like, no. I've asked him, hey, Mack, go buy them. So he's like, I ain't doing – what are you, crazy? You've lost your mind? I ain't doing that. I'm too busy. I'm busy up here selling furniture. How am I going to run a stupid NFL team?
Plus, it's going to cost several billion. Like,
billion.
It's in the billion, so no, Mac's not doing that. Let's get Florenzo in here. What's up, Florenzo? Thanks for hanging in. We appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's been a while, man. Got caught up in the Cowboys culture, and we know how that went. First of all, also I want to say, man, it's not John's fault. I told y'all before, it's the game of golf. When you hear Jonathan Bellatoire Granado on the weekends, they talk about balls, they talk about stroke, they talk about short game, and he never takes the opportunity. So it's not him. He's a Houstonian when he's all other things, but when it comes to golf, he's just not one of us. We still love you, though, John.
John, you don't take golf your shots in Houston. We're a golf destination. We are a huge golf city.
You don't take your shots.
You couldn't have that more wrong.
You don't take your shots because on this air, no. You know what? That's funny. You do like treat golf with respect. All those opportunities for sexual innuendo, you just let them pass by.
There's no such thing. It's okay. Strokes and ball. Okay. What are you in second grade? F out of here. It's golf. Put some respect on it. Okay.
Oh, I think he had a Rams question. Did he hang up or did you hang up on him?
Call back, Florenzo.
Oh, call back. He just wanted to get a quick shot at Granado. And call back in, and we'll get your – in this segment, we'll get you back into for your Rams comment.
Nah, he's done.
He's not done.
It's ridiculous with the golf.
John, it is on brand for you to make comments like that. How come you let that go?
Are you 12 years old?
Hold on.
He said balls. Come on.
Yeah, this is on brand for
let's
you.
Grow up. All right.
Is that him? Here, let's bring him in again. Sorry you got disconnected, Florenzo. I know you had something about the Rams and the Super Bowl.
Dang, John. Like that? That's cool, bro. My bad. I still love you, bro.
Put some respect on golf. Lorenzo, put some respect on golf, okay?
You got it, brother. You got it. All right, so now my question is about, okay, so my biggest – the reason why I didn't want the Rams to pretty much succeed is because I don't want to hear for the next month, and my question to you all is how long am I going to hear this about, okay, this is the formula for how to build the team. Sell out the rest of your future to go all in for 1 year. Don't get me wrong. I understand the concept that there's a lot of teams that would do it, my team included, just to have that 1 year. But, I mean, I just don't like the idea of it. And you can't argue with the results. But, I mean, to me, for one, this isn't even the best team that the Rams had all year collectively. The results would argue otherwise. But, again, it's just real confusing to me. So the narrative that I don't want painted that I feel is inevitable is going to be that this is how you win a Super Bowl, sell out your future, spend all of your money, spend all your capital, and, you know, to heck with the rest. So my question is, how long do y'all think it'll be? Was this going to become the new Golden State Warriors where this changes an entire, like, ideal of the NFL, or is this just going to be it worked for them? Or how effective or how impactful do you think
no,
it's going to be?
No, I think you made – yeah, Florence, I think you make a very good – I think you make a very astute point, is that you are going to have people who try to act like this is the way. This is a terrible way to do things because – it works so infrequently when you operate like this. The Yankees have been operating like this for a long time. It doesn't tend to work, not nearly at the rate that it should. The Saints have really, on the down low, been trying to do stuff like this. Less about buying players, more about using their draft capital, just trading willy-nilly to be in position to do whatever they want to do. They just give away the picks. It's not a smart way. It's a bad way. And yet, this is the kind of thing that will make people say, people will use this. This is where you're right. They'll use this and say, look at the Rams. This is why you got to go, quote-unquote, all in. When the fact is, most teams are not close enough to go, quote-unquote, all in. And I agree with you. I think you are going to have some less sophisticated fans, maybe more than media. I don't know. But I do think you'll hear it with media, too, John, where they'll just say, you got to go all in. Look at the Rams. Look at the Rams. I could point to other teams who've tried to do it, and it's really, really in a variety of sports. It's really, really hard to do it that way.
Yeah, no, the Golden State is a bad example because it's the exact opposite. They did it all through the draft. They lost for years and years and got and did one made unbelievable picks, and then they added Kevin Durant as a free agent. But for the most part, they built it that way, and that's the model to win with. Yeah, this is. Man, you go after free agents. You've said it for years. When you're going after free agents, you're paying people for what they did with other teams. And you know, now it's worked out. Odell has been a huge pickup for them.
Who are the Rams' five best players? Who the Rams' five best players are?
Their five best players are Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford,
drafted, traded,
Aaron Donald,
drafted, Jalen Ramsey, traded,
Jalen Ramsey. Picked up, traded for, and it was Odell. Andrew Whitworth has been really good for them for years.
Von Miller, Cooper Kupp, Jalen Ramsey, Stafford. You mentioned the five: Von Miller, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Von Miller was a trade.
A lot of good football players.
And if you say OBJ, OBJ is a free agent pickup, but because he was cut. But Von Miller trade, Jalen Ramsey, two first round picks. And then Stafford is a first. I got to go back and look at what the trade is. But the Rams don't really have to worry about drafting for another 15 to 20 years. I mean, they've had to give so many of their first round picks away for so long. And they bought a quarterback, which is totally understandable. They bought a cornerback, which you kind of understand, too, if you can't get it right. But you're really in a tougher position. Von Miller, you know, you did draft Cooper Kupp. It just so happens that the best defensive lineman you drafted, the best wide receiver in football right now, you drafted. That has to be said too, John. You can't just buy.
Yeah.
You know, you happen to have drafted guys who are legitimate defensive player of the year and offensive player of the year candidates. That's really good.
No, that's really good. All right, top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, do you see how you do it? You draft and you draft really well. And you pick up free agents really well, and blah, 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 and then they're in the Super Bowl, and we've got Cal. 713-780-3776. This Hugh Jackson thing took a little bit of a turn on ESPN. We will talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save